It's the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we welcome in, as we do each and every week here on the Local Beat, Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Oh, good. Good talking to you, Rocco.
Yeah, good talking to you as well, Dave. I wanted to start with a story that you penned late last week, actually, some more regarding the Lorain County Commissioners, as it appears they've taken away some compensation that members of the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission had previously sort of been awarded. There was a little bit of controversy about this, reading through like some Facebook and Twitter comments about the story. What are the details and the need-to-know things with this one?
So at last week's meeting, Lorain County Commissioners, by a vote of 2-1, with Commissioner Matt Lundy dissenting against Commissioners David Moore and Michelle Hung's vote, Commissioners voted to cut compensation for members of the Veterans Service Commission by a third, from $1,200 a month to $800 a month. Commissioners Moore and Hung also voted to postpone indefinitely a small pay increase. That would have increased veteran service commission members' pay from $800 to $824 a month. Lundy voted that he was present. He did not vote yes or no, but that he was present on that motion. And he said he was very disturbed by Moore and Hung wanting to slash veteran service commission members' pay. He said he felt there should be more respect and not revenge, and he felt that it was a, quote, political hit job on our veterans. Moore and Hung were saying that that the Veterans Service Commission is one of more than 40 boards in the county, is the only one of those that receives compensation where members are actually paid for their service. And Commissioner Moore basically said the other 42 boards don't receive any money for serving. The pay increase from $800 a month to $1,200 a month had come back in December of 2020 when Commissioners Lundy, Kokoski, and Sweda had voted to increase that pay. Now, Moore and Hung have been at odds with members of the Veterans Service Commission, saying that they created what amounts to a slush fund, some money that had not been spent by the Veterans Service Commission last year was reintegrated into their budget for this year, about $300,000. And some of that money was dedicated to workforce development for veterans who maybe wanted to change, wanted to change careers, or for their family members who wanted to change careers or who wanted to go back to school, that kind of thing. All of the Veterans Service Commission members are actually veterans. The five members of that board are veterans. They had earlier irked Commissioners Moore and Hung by sending a letter to the media that basically said Hung and Moore were running, quote, a kangaroo court to remove that funding, and basically that they were doing their own kind of hit job on veterans. And Hung denied that, and she used the same language, saying that letter itself was a hit job, and it was very uncommon for these kinds of funds to exist, and that she was worried that it was all political. There's accusations that the Veterans Service Commission is acting as a political machine. Dave Moore said he was not afraid to expose that. And Veterans Service Commission members and Lundy hit back and said that the other two commissioners, the Republican commissioners, were acting outside their boundaries.
Whew. Well, a lot to unpack with that one, as certainly some accusations being thrown by both sides, calling each other, a political hit job on me, but they're doing that to us. And just a lot to kind of unwrap with that one. So I guess my only other question with that one, Dave, did they compare this to other counties? I know they kind of looked through Lorain County as a whole and said, wait a minute, there aren't any other boards getting compensation. But did they look to outside, like Medina County? Do they have a Veterans Service Commission that they kind of compared this to at all, or no?
Well, every county in the state of Ohio that I'm aware of has something like a Veterans Service Commission, okay. Whether it's called a Veterans Board or a Veterans Council or some kind of similar board that acts pretty much as a resource that has funding from different sources, whether it be the county or whether it be the state or whether it be, private grants or private foundations. Every county has a board of some kind like this. Typically staffed by veterans, typically run by people who you otherwise might see down at the VFW or who might have served either in peacetime or wartime. from Korea through Vietnam to the first Gulf War and then the War on Terror, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So many other counties have this. Moore and Hung were quick to point out that other counties, don't necessarily pay their Veterans Service Commission members, don't pay people to sit on these boards, and they act differently or they choose different routes to get to a place where they can serve veterans who have come back from service. So every county kind of operates in a little bit different way. It's also should be noted that the state legislature allows counties to award compensation to these veterans who serve on these boards or anybody else who serves on these boards. This is not something that is against state law, and nobody's ever suggested that it was something illegal. But just the two commissioners did not like the way that things were being run.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was fascinating to read through and, a lot of intensity kind of involved in that story. So great work out of you there, Dave. The other one I wanted to touch on here with you this morning, regarding new leadership at the Lorain County Visitors Bureau. We kind of talked about them last week a little bit, with a mishap on the Visit Lorain County website relating to some Indonesian poker, but, looks like we do indeed have some new leadership over at the Lorain County Visitors Bureau and a name that you said, people in Elyria would be very familiar with.
Yeah, so longtime Elyria City Councilman Gary Gibbs, who also has had a career in tourism and that kind of thing, and travel and tourism, is the new head, the new director of the Lorain County Visitors Bureau. He was hired unanimously by the commissioners this past week to serve in that capacity. Again, he is a former Elyria City Councilman. He is also running as an at-large candidate for Elyria City Council this year. He's going to earn about $75,000, in this new position, replacing Jennifer Kennedy. And he also said he just wants to get out there and to promote the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of Lorain County. Whether it's restaurants in downtown Elyria or concerts at Black River Landing up in Lorain, the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. He said there's a lot that people might benefit from, coming into Lorain County, like when the Cleveland Air Show or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the NFL draft that's coming up, when those things are going on, Lorain County might be able to benefit from people staying in Lorain County hotels, who might be able to benefit from restaurants, running specials, when people want to come out here and get to some destination, foodie places, some of the great barbecue that we have in Lorain County and other kinds of things. So he said he's really interested in making, Lorain County a brand and making it a destination.
And certainly with the COVID-19 vaccinations continuing to roll in, more and more things, events happening around Lorain County. So that's great news to see some new leadership there with the Visitors Bureau. Again, Dave O'Brien, our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelry on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave, what do you and your colleagues over at the Chronicle have coming this way in the Chronicle this week, I should say?
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about the adverse weather overnight. And we'll see how that kind of pans out for everybody. Some stuff going on in court coming up. Another commissioner's meeting, this morning, and also just whatever else comes down the pike.
All right, Chronicle Telegram, ChronicleT.com, the spots to go to keep up with all the latest happening around Lorain County. Dave, we can finish this one up as we do each and every week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, here's one in two parts from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner at NEO_scan on Twitter. A call to emergency services in Cleveland at East 99th and Park Gate for a possible dead body on top of a garage.
Ooh.
That's part one. Part two, not a body, it was a couch cushion.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, they were probably just dying to make that phone call out of fear before realizing that there was nothing to be scared of. So, wow, kind of temporarily scary stuff, but glad to see that it ends up just being a couch cushion there. Dave, I appreciate the insight as we do each and every week here on The Local Beat. I appreciate your time, man. Stay safe, and we'll hopefully catch up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you then.